morning.
In Kansas City, it's Johnny Daredevil, J. T-Bone, Jake Gregg, and it's 6:15, 39 degrees.
Friday.
Yes. The week before.
The week before, yes.
I realize how fast everything's going last night, man. Dude, Thanksgiving is next week.
I know.
Next week.
Next Thursday?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, ready to gear up for hope for the holidays? The website set up?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything's good.
Me and Jake talked to the IT people yesterday and telling them what to do.
All right, you go down there and you beat Mouth Breather's ass if he doesn't get it done.
Right.
Right. It's the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
You punch him until he becomes charitable.
It's the holidays.
And tell him you will squeeze his wife's left one. Don't tell him that. He'll kill you if you do that. How is Jenny Big Boobs?
She's good. T tries to squeeze her almost every day.
Well,
I'm just being nice and cordial.
I think Lenny's getting bigger. I don't know if it's fatter or taller, but he's definitely bigger.
He's getting bigger.
That's some bitch. Is he wearing a skirt to work still?
No.
Remember every once in a while I used to wear that skirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. And scream it's a kilt when you make fun of him. Whatever. It's a skirt. If a breeze can expose your balls.
Yeah, it's a skirt.
Yeah. You're a tranny at a dance party. Yes. It is Friday. You guys, have you bought anything?
I haven't bought anything. Well, I got more fish to fry than that. Monday's our anniversary.
Ooh.
So yeah. So I can't say, but I've tried to put some stuff together for
what
this
are you
weekend.
Up to? How many years?
This is 14.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And he still cares.
Look almost time to quit.
And he's putting in effort.
He does. I'll tell you, it's one thing about Jake. He's that theater shows through like that thing because he likes to put on the productions for his kids, for his wife, for his family. It's an ordeal.
I got a couple of things working, so we'll see this weekend.
Dude, I think he is more pleased with pulling one over on his children than his children are by getting the surprise trip.
Yeah, no, I'd rather, yeah. The Disney World thing is always the best. And then they never see it coming.
They think they're going out to like eat dinner.
Yeah.
Because he's hidden their luggage.
There's already suitcases in the truck.
That's great. They drive to the airport and they're like, where are we going? What?
Yeah, it's awesome. So
your daughter better find a good husband or she's going to be disappointed later in life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, she's not going to be near a man. She's 45.
We've actually had her sterilized already.
Yeah. She lives in a bubble.
We're done with that. I did that for him. I didn't do a person. I paid for it.
Sure.
It's just knowing it would make him happy. That was my gift to him one year. I said, I've already had your daughter sterilized. Her reproductive organs have been removed.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to worry about it.
She already made me bawl like a baby once this week because we watched that stupid goddamn We Bought a Zoo movie. Remember, we had that guy on.
From England.
And the mom dies and whatever. But there's like a huge section of the movie where they're talking about, you know, mom left, mom's gone, mommy left, whatever. And Ella's like, we're sitting there watching it and they're laughing about the animals, whatever. And then she turns and she's like, Daddy, you'll never leave, will you? And I'm like, no, I'll never leave, whatever. She goes, I mean, die. You'll never die, right? And I'm like, no, I'll never die.
See, we didn't ever. We didn't.
Oh, let me taste your tears. Your tears are so yummy and sweet. Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness. Yummy.
I'm pretty sure I would have immediately responded, not unless mommy gets fat.
Yeah, if mommy let herself go at all, even an ounce, we're done here.
Totally. You'll never leave, will you? Well, that's up to mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy sometimes become unimaginative and insensitive, sort of thick.
Yeah, well, mommy...
Unwilling to try new things.
Mommy dressed it up a little bit for... It was funny because kids are so honest. Like, mommy dressed it up for Aerosmith a little bit and put the high boots on and the whole, she went rock and roll girl.
Nice.
And she came out of the bedroom to leave and Jackson goes, wow, mommy, how come you never look like that? And I was like, I didn't say it. I'm just an observer. I didn't say it.
He'd like an answer to that.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd like you to explain yourself if you could.
Get used to asking that.
Yeah.
Get used to asking that, son.
So I don't know. So I got to come up with, I got a couple of things, but
14. What is that? What is
14 is the, I don't know.
It's aluminum.
Paper? I don't know.
I don't know. Paper. So I'll give her $100 bill.
Is that right? Is that what it's supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Do people still do that or is that just too old timey?
I think that's old timey custom.
I think it's safe to say it's nothing I have to worry about.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, if you just pay attention to her on the day.
If I met the love of my life today, I don't know that I'd live to see my 14th anniversary.
Might not make it.
So I'm like, you never know what's happening.
Paper might be sending out the funeral invitations.
And her celebration of the will.